Welcome to another Get Geekish podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bino, joined by...
I'm Derek. I like that little, like, welcome that you did.
Intro. I was practicing it all of 5 minutes. But we're back for another podcast this week. It's the holiday season, and we decided we're going to talk a little bit about movies tonight. But not about movies that are coming out or movies that we've seen, necessarily. We're talking about experiences in the movie theater. And that sounds really creepy when I say it out loud.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So you should have just said we're talking about movie theaters.
Yeah.
You went a weird intro on that one, but we'll go with it.
Yeah. So, we're talking about this all the time because we had a recent experience with Fantastic Beasts that we'll talk about that the people that I sat next to in the group made me want to punch a hole through the wall and throw things. But there's a whole article from 16 Magazine, of all things. It talks about the annoying things people do with the movies. One of them that I think you might get a kick of is the person that holds all the best seats hostages so their friends can show up on time.
They can't do that anymore. Suckers!
Well, because I don't know about you, but I'm pretty much spoiled that we have those XD reclining seat theaters where you reserve your seats ahead of time, which I think is the greatest thing on earth because I can show up after the previews have started and still know that I'm sitting with my friends or family and know where my seats are.
Yeah, but, and I made a status about this the other day, is even though I have the assigned seat, I'm still old school when I'm sitting there waiting for people in the lobby and I see people going into the theater going, I need to get in there because I'm so conditioned to having to run into the theater. Remember, we stood in line.
I know, you were crazy for that fact still happening.
We stood in line for 2 hours, remember, to see Transformers 2.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was before seats.
Before seats?
Well, before reserving seats.
Well, that was honestly my least favorite part of the movie theater because if you wanted to go see something on opening night or busy night, if you weren't one of the first 50 or 100 people in line, you show up and you look in the theater and then every row has 3 people, empty seat, 2 people, empty seat, 1 person, empty seat, 3 people, empty seat, and because nobody wants to sit next to anybody. But then you've got a squash and like, all right, well, I guess you can sit at the top. I'll sit in row 3 and you sit in row 2 and meet up after the movie.
That was always, I mean, like you said, it's not even opening night. It's like, hey, you know, last minute. Oh, let's go see a movie at the, you know, on Friday. Nope.
Not going to happen.
Well, I guess there's seats at 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now, just book ahead of time and your seat's reserved.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole tangent we could go off on. But other things that 17 says that are awful to the movie theaters. The friend that's already seen the movie and keeps spoiling what's coming next. I apparently don't have any of those friends, and if I had a friend that did that, I'd probably just punch him in the face. I'm not a violent guy, but that sounds like it'd be pretty awful.
I think, no, it was one of those ones, like, if they saw it, they saw it in the theater, and then we were watching it, like, at home.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends, like me growing up, didn't have a lot of money, so then you see it once in the theater, that's it.
Yeah. See, the couple next to you that won't stop making out. Haven't had that problem in a long time, and honestly, there's much cheaper places you could make out.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Like, look, honey, we just paid $24 to go to a movie. Want to not pay attention?
I never understood that. Like, I've been in the theater where it wasn't right next to me. It was up in the, you know, the top, the back of the theater where it's dark. But it was one of those ones where I'm like, you idiots. You're wasting a perfectly good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is some movies that I watched. I was like, oh, I don't blame them on that one.
That's true. Then they say the person that sits directly in front of you so you can't rest your feet on the seat in front of you.
Okay.
Again, in the old theaters, I hated that because I loved putting my feet up, but
That could also be, because I love putting my feet up too, but that could also be one of the bad things about, like, a bad habit in the theater.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those ones, I know I did it, and I know tons of people did it. You have your feet up, then that person comes in to sit there, and you give them attitude for taking an empty seat.
Well, yeah, but half the time it happens. Like, usually I'd be in an almost empty theater. It'd be like 6 people with us in the movie theater. And it'd be a whole empty row in front of us. I'm a feet up on it. And then people waltz into the theater. And of all the 77 open seats, like, I'm going to pick the one that guy's got his feet on. I'm going to sit right there. And then look at him like he's a jerk.
See, I would prefer that. Normally, when I'm the only one in the theater or, you know, I'm with somebody, like, this has happened I don't know how many times, especially before the reserve seating. Is you're the only ones in the theater, and they sit right next to you. Mm-hmm. Not even a space in between the seats. They sit right next to you. And it's usually the people that, for to quote 11, is a mouth breather. Like, it's just... it's frustrating. And then I want to get up and move, but also I'm like, I was here first.
I know. That brings up one of the stories I was going to talk about. I'll just go into it right now since we're already at that kind of the juncture.
The mouth breather.
Yes. I can't remember what movie it was, but this was probably 8-9 years ago. Me and my, yeah, she was my wife at the time still, went to go see a movie, and we were literally two of the only four people in the entire theater. So there was an entire theater that seats, you know, 7,500 people, and there was two of us sitting there, and then two people sitting in the very top row in the middle. We're like, sweet. So I put my feet up, you know, have popcorn in the seat next to me, just lounged out like it's no big deal. Previews start going, and about four previews in, this old guy ambles in the movie theater with a large Coke and a box of popcorn, stares around, looks around. I'm like, he's not going to do that, is he? Sure enough, he comes down my row, plops down the seat right next to me, spills popcorn up. Hey, how you guys doing today? Like, fine, I'm okay. He's like, oh, this looks like a good movie, huh? Like, yeah, it sure does. That's why I'm here. Okay, and then you want some candy? I'm like, no, like, you don't take candy from strangers. And then he proceeds to go through the movie, and then he's trying to make conversation while the movie's starting with me. And I think I was probably more rude than I needed to be, of like one word answers and shushing, like, yeah, I am, shush. But then the rest of the movie, he sat there and proceeded to eat his popcorn and drink his soda and open his candy box and roll the thing. And I thought that man was going to have a heart attack. The entire movie, all I could hear is,
there's an ASMR video or audio right there for you. Why?
I don't know.
I don't understand why people... Okay, I know that some have problems, and that's great. But the ones that, like, smack the popcorn loud,
mm-hmm.
There's no reason to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of us can... You can hear it in your own head, too. Like, how does that monologue inside your head, when you're trying to listen to the movie, and you're like, oh, every other word is...
And it's also one of those things where... And I know comedians have joked about this before, but where you have like that one person in the theater that cannot open up a bag for the life of them.
You just hear like 4 minutes of...
Yep. And they're trying to be quiet, and you're like, just rip the Band-Aid off and do it. But they're like...
Yeah, pro tip for you moviegoers, if you are worried about the candy wrapper having the problem, do the Band-Aid thing you're talking about. Just pick a time when there's some action going on and just tear it open really quick so it's one loud noise and be done with it.
Yep.
And the secret is, during your previews before the movie, you take your candy, you open it up, and you pour it in the box. And you take that little piece of paper and throw it away or put it in your pocket, and then nobody has to hear your crinkly cut nonsense.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that and, like, be aware of your chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I get it. Sour Patch Kids make you salivate a little bit. Popcorn kind of gets some crunchy, but I don't want to sit there and listen to some amazing dialogue on the movie and then... I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And I'm sorry for everybody that just had to hear that right now, especially if you have headphones on and you're listening like at work or something. You're like, ugh!
These sounds are disgusting! That's how we felt in the theaters.
Maybe we should do a whole podcast of just sounds.
Get geekish and ASMR.
Yeah.
Hello.
The other thing that I hated is, like, it's not as common anymore because they have so many disclaimers beforehand, but it still happens, which baffles me. But the whole, you're sitting there watching, it's a quiet part, I'll sit here, answer your phone! What are you doing? Put it on silent!
Yeah, and just ignoring it doesn't make it go away. Everyone's going to know it's you. Yeah, but we all know it's you. Just pick up the phone and turn the sound off. Don't just let it buzz 9 times.
What movie was... I don't remember what movie it was. It was... had to have been 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. And it was before the assigned seating. So, like, you know, one thing about assigned seating, you don't really see the people in front of you anymore, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice. But this was... I wish I could remember what movie it was. It was a good movie, but all of a sudden... Like, in the middle of it, you know, when things started to build up, somebody opened up the phone and just started texting. And it was bright. I'm like, are you kidding me? I kicked the back of their chair. I'm like, what are you doing? They just didn't care, and they kept doing it. I was like, leave.
Yeah, there's the certain things, because I know that you're not supposed to at movies. But if you are going to do it, don't do it where everybody else can see it and turn your screen brightness down at least, because that's the other issue. The screens and the phones, you turn that brightness down and yeah, people can see it, but it's not, you know, debilitating for seeing the movie.
Right.
You have your screen brightness on high and you crank it open. Everybody in the theater is like, look at a deer in headlights. Like, what the hell is that? Damn, kids and their phones.
That's a segue right there. So just the old person thing. I don't know why this is a thing, and I'm sure we've all had this experience. You go see a matinee, you know, maybe you don't go to work and you're off. You have an off day. You go in the middle of the week. You go see a matinee. I've done this with my dad a couple times, and he's starting to get like this, which I'm like, dude, stop. But it's the whole, where have I seen that actor before? Oh, that was in that one show. I'm like, you're not in your house. Shush. There was another movie that was, I took my dad to, and Harrison Ford came on the screen, and I'm not kidding you. The old people are like, hey, Margaret, that's that one guy. Oh, you're right. What show was he? And like, it was that loud, not whispering, not. It was
that one movie.
I'm like, please stop. And that has happened more times than I would like. But now my dad starts to like, something happens, and he's like, "Hey, did you see that?" I'm like, "Dad, I'm watching the same movie you are, man."
That is my least favorite question from anybody in movie theater. Did you see that? No, I was looking at the wall. I just came to this movie theater to not watch a movie. Right.
What? Oh, yeah, I must have zoned out there. No, I didn't see what happened. Because that's another thing is the people who quote what just happened, I don't know. Maybe that's just a personal pet peeve, but like, you know, when something funny is quoted and all of a sudden you hear somebody loud and they go, and they quote it right back verbatim.
There was a lady that sat next to me. Again, I forget which movie it was. But she was at a theater about two seats down from me, so there was a buffer seat between us. But she giggled and cackled at this movie at all the parts that were not all that funny, but exact same thing. Repeats the line loud enough for half the theater to hear. 2 minutes later, something else happens. Oh, we're going to go to the store and we're going to get that for you. Really? You're going to keep doing it? Really going to do it? Later in the movie. He said he's going to shoot him in the face. What? What?
We're all watching the same movie. We hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, again, that might be the old curmudgeon in me, but it's one of those ones where I'm just... Ugh.
I feel like it's the cheapskate in me.
Yeah, it could be.
Because movies are not cheap.
No.
Especially if you have snacks or multiple people you're trying to take. Like, now that we've got families, trip to the movie theater, you're like, woohoo, let's put those decimal points on that seat, right? Don't we?
How much did you say it was? You're going to put those Skittles back.
But you think about it, and it's an expensive thing, and it's experience. Like, the first time I watch a movie, I want to be immersed in it. Maybe that's just because I am very geekly into the pop culture side of movies, and when I watch a movie, I want to be in the movie. When I'm first seeing a story, I don't want to be, like, half paying attention and having side conversations and doing other stuff. It's like, oh, it's movie time. Let's put the blinders on. Let's see what goes on. Come on, Scorsese.
Right, and I'm still kind of like that at home. If I've never seen a movie, I kind of want to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Distractions at home are going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but... In the theater, I'm right there with you. And one thing that I don't miss is the kicking of the back of the chair.
Mm.
So thank you for assigned seating on this part, because I don't miss the kids that just sit there and kick the back of your chair, or the people that like, oh, excuse me, oh, and they bump your chair and take you right out of it. I mean...
And I feel bad because you get so angry at it. And my daughter is notorious for it when we had this in the old theaters, and we would just be... belligerent trying to get her to stop doing it, but there was just no awareness. She's just sitting there and just chomp, 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 chomp. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Well, I'm not doing anything. Thump, 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 thump. Like, that person in front of you is going to turn around and kill somebody. Stop it.
Another thing is, you know, you're talking about like taking you out of the experience. You want to put on the blinders. You want to get immersed in the movie. I'm pretty sure there's a couple movies out there that everybody's like, oh, this is the greatest movie. I went and saw it in the theater, had something bad happen, like where people were talking or something, and I didn't enjoy the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to watch it since, and it's just been permanently...
Yep. It can ruin a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
Why didn't you like that? And you can't pinpoint. You're like, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it or whatever.
We were sorry if I just had the
epiphany
light bulb go on.
Light bulb.
Because you were talking about the Transformers movie we stood in line for and then had to go get split up when we finally got in the theater. which at that time, you remember the funny thing that happened before that movie started?
The Fandango fniff?
Yes, they had the big ad about Fandango. Like, get your tickets in advance. Make sure you've got a seat, blah, blah, blah. Fandango, just buy your tickets ahead of time. And then the theater guys come out. If anybody bought their tickets on Fandango, we're going to have to ask you to leave. We don't have enough seats for you. We can't guarantee those if you didn't buy them at this actual theater.
Yeah, I remember that. That was like when the buying online thing was starting out, you know.
Yeah, Fandango was still like, what's that?
Yeah. And, man, there were so many people that were mad about that. We were only like a seat apart, though.
No, but the guy next to me that I'm fairly certain might have had a severe medical condition by the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
This man broke a sweat eating Skittles. The entire movie, he just... And you'd hear him chew on candy, and he was, you're going to have to wear more gross noses, sorry, but he had the same thing of Derek's mouth sounds. I'm going to go chewing candy. Just and then he'd take a sip of soda, and then...
Should we put a disclaimer on this podcast? Warning, sounds may trigger you.
But this guy, he just kept getting louder. His breath kept getting closer and closer. I'm like, he's sitting in a chair. I don't know how he can be working up more issues. And it's not like he was visibly, he didn't have a walker, he didn't have an oxygen tank or anything like that. He was having popcorn, candy, and soda. So if there was any health problems causing this, he was just making it worse at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and going on that with the health problems is, look, I know people want to go out and enjoy movies. 'Tis the season right about now for that and for sickness. Please, please, please don't go to the theater if you are severely sick. We are all breathing that same air. The thing, like, you're sitting there watching a movie, all of a sudden you hear somebody like a row behind you. And you're like, oh my God.
I have the worst one of those ever.
All right, let's go.
We were seeing a matinee movie, and there was a fairly packed screening. And there was a family next to me. There's a mom and a couple kids and stuff like that. And you could tell the kid was kind of whiny the whole movie. He was not being overly annoying, but I had my own kids, so I was. And then she, I'm so sorry. I'm like, don't worry about it. Your kid's talking, no big deal. But then about three quarters through the movie, I'm just plugging along, watching the movie, and she picks him up. And, oh, it's okay, honey, it's okay. And she picks him up on her chair, face down, looks like he's going to like take a nap on her shoulder. And he just leans over and I feel sneezy spit droplets going in my mouth.
So, you know what's funny? I have the same exact story. But like, it was the kid wasn't whining. It was just being fidgety next to me and did the same thing where he sneezed. And I was like,
I mean, it's one thing to hear a sneeze, but to feel a sneeze and feel a cough just takes it to a whole new level.
I sat, oh man, this had to be like a couple winters ago. Some lady was sitting next to me, like having that phlegmy cough. I'm going to spare everybody from listening to it. And it was right next to me, and she would not cover her mouth. And that's one of those ones where I was starting to get angry and did not enjoy the movie. And I don't remember what movie it is, but I was like, are you kidding me? Cover your mouth.
One phase I'm glad is gone that only lasts a little while. Remember when the kids were bringing their laser pointers to the movies?
That was a phase back in the 90s, man.
Because it was so funny. Because look, he's got red dots on his face.
Man, I don't ever understand why laser pointers became the fad that they did in the night. Maybe we should do weird fads. Because that's one, like, I jumped on board on it, but the thing is like, my parents wouldn't buy me a laser pointer, and back in the 90s, they weren't necessarily cheap as they are now.
You'll blurn your eyes out.
Yeah, right? You can blind a plane! But, yeah, I remember that. You'd be at the movie, and they'd be like, there's a dot. You're like, and everybody would groan, too. You'd see that dog go, ugh.
Mm.
And the kid would Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen a lot of movies just like me.
Uh-huh.
We're talking things that people shouldn't do in the movies. Have you ever seen anybody walk in there and pull out a video camera?
I have once.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I have once too.
But nowadays, the usual thing is everybody's got their cell phones, and some people are taking pictures of the screen, some are taking pictures of themselves in the movie. Yeah. And so a lot more people are taking those all the time, but... I mean, I remember it was back in the 90s when my buddies worked at the movie theater at the mall in Longmont. And he would tell me stories of stuff that happened in that theater that I still to this day do not believe. of things that went on in movie theaters and stuff they had to clean up and things people tried to pull off or sneak in.
Was it a hole in a popcorn bucket?
Oh, that wasn't even that. It wasn't even that clever. It was. It was like we're two rows behind somebody. Nobody will notice.
There's another sound effect we can make, but we won't.
Yeah. Anyway. But anyway, yeah. He told me that people come in because I asked him the same question. People actually do that? It's like, oh yeah, it happens more than you'd think. I'm like, really? And then sure enough, when a movie that was coming out brand new, it was like the new Zorro movie or something like that.
With Antonio Banderas. And this dude walks in,
and then as soon as the lights go down, whips out a little plastic tripod and a Sony Handycam, sets it up next to him. I'm like, really? Like,
see, I've seen footage of that, but I think I saw one guy kind of like with his cell phone once, mm-hmm. but not like a full on video camera. Mm-hmm. And it always cracked me up. I'm like, how?
You know those bootleg DVDs they sell in the corner of New York City?
Oh, no, I know exactly why they do it. It's just, to me, it's just so funny.
Yeah. Especially because, like, you realize you spend about 10 minutes on the internet, you could probably find an actual HD version of that movie.
Well, I don't understand. To me, that's a lot of things, and maybe it's because I'm not a pirate. I don't know. But, like, people who torrent movies and everything like that are still in the theater that are recorded so crappily. Why would you want to watch it that bad?
I know. I would like, if I want to see a movie that bad, I would like to see it like in color.
Yeah. Or, without... you know, with not missing part of the screen or not with, you know, somebody walking by the camera or like, I don't know. What else is an annoyance on there?
Well, I have one more annoyance that I can think of that even applies to our new theater seating arrangements with assigned seats and extra room.
The people that take over the armrest.
Armrest is another one we can talk about next. This one, the people that they'd have to get in out of the movie a few times, not a problem. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. He's got issues, no big thing. But the people that have to stop and say excuse me to every person, or the big bros that are so concerned that they take up so much space that you have to like literally stand up and like turn sideways for them to get by. Because the same thing with these reclining seats. You put those reclining seats out, there's a good 2.5 feet beyond the end of the recliner somebody can walk by.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy that got up like 3 times during the movie. And every time we walked by, he just walked through and just, it was almost like he was trying to kick every chair on the way. Like it was in, kick your damn recliner, kick it, recliner. I got to get through. I'm a big dude. Like if you just walked, you could just walk past all these things. I don't know why you're kicking all of our feet.
You remember, well, I guess there's still theaters out there like this. But the ones that don't have the reclining seats that are basically like airline seats mm-hmm. and you have to become a contortionist when somebody walks by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. No, it's all right. Go.
Yeah, the armrest fighting, I'm glad I don't have to do anymore, too.
It's still kind of there at the Cinemark one.
No, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
But there's enough space that you could literally lean to one side and still be okay with it.
The thing that I like is there's a theater down in Austin called iPix mm-hmm. where you get your own like personal recliner where there is nobody next to you. I mean, they're next to you, but there's a gap.
Yeah.
And you get your own. That's the life.
I play the armrest game a lot because if anyone has ever seen me, I'm a wide human being. I have broad shoulders. I'm not a horribly tall person by any means, but I am very wide. So in the old movie seats that were like airline chairs, if I sat down and had my arms next to me, my arms were on armrests.
Yep.
And I had plenty of, generally it was 20 to 40 year old males that could not handle sharing an armrest with somebody else. And they would either be awkwardly contorting themselves to sit away and then making funny noises and complaining about it like you'd stolen part of their chair, or try and elbow you in the gut and try and steal it back the whole way to show that they're tougher than you because they want the armrest.
Or you could be a scrawny guy like me and never have an armrest because... they would, people like you would take it over. No, it's one of those ones like, you know, there's two armrests, just get one, but people can't compromise that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people that, the people that like actually overlap your armrest and get into your personal bubble.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I had one girl, I don't know if she's trying to impress who she was with or whatever. She flipped her hair and it smacked me in the face, and that was that was not a good moment either.
Yeah. One thing that I dislike about the new movie theater setup, and some of the old ones in the past, but I blame this more on the theaters than the actual people. If you're going to sell food in a movie theater, why do you have a double onion garlic burger on your menu? Why in any planet does that need to be in a room where everyone can smell it?
Well, hold on. Before you go in, because I know where you're going with this. Remember when people used to think that they were clever smuggling in like leftovers?
I know what you're talking about. I never did that.
No. We all did it. And people still smuggling food. But it's like I legit had this, and this was before the theaters sold food. Like this lady brought in something from Carrabba's or some kind of pasta in the foil. So you would hear the foil crinkling. She would open up. There's a piece of chicken in there and a whole bunch of pasta. And it was very, very just potent. Garlicky. And I was like, oh, and she decided to eat it next to me. And I was like, oh, God, I did not feel well after that. Just constantly smelling it and listening to her smack down the noodles. But I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Bistros.
I love having food in movie theaters, but there's food that doesn't give off wafts of its scent to everyone around.
Yeah.
Like popcorn does that enough. Like movie theaters should smell like popcorn. I'm okay with that.
I don't know. The thing is, I think it goes both ways because there's times where I get chicken wings there because they're really good. Mm-hmm. But then there's times where I'm sitting there and somebody else gets chicken wings. I'm like, oh, I don't want to smell that during the movie. So,
Well, that's where my food personality comes in because you've seen I like to eat and I eat fast and my brain goes to person. What if I get snacks? Like they're usually done before the previews are gone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm doing everyone a favor if I have food because like, look, don't worry. Yeah, you got till the movie starts. You don't have to worry about any of my food other than this drink that I'm going to try and nurse for a while.
Yep.
Because I love getting large drinks, but if you drink that during the previews, you got to miss part of the movie later.
I was going to say, to me, it's weird how, like, on a road trip, I can drink a large soda and be fine for 4 hours. In the movie, I drink a small, and halfway through, I'm like, my bladder's going to explode. I got to go, but I don't want to miss the movie. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
I think it's something about the way the seats are, maybe.
Okay, is that what it is? Just puts pressure on it?
Probably some science behind
it. So, Fantastic Beasts.
Okay, we'll get back there, because it ties into, like, a lot of these all together.
Yep.
We sat down on Fantastic Beasts, and after the movie's already started, I thought I was in free and clear having both armrests because they were empty next to me. They come in, wander over to the seats next to me. And, of course, they take their sweet time, like, lumbering slowly over the seats, checking every number. Like, guys, can you count? You're at seat 7. Like, do you have to stop and look at everyone?
Did they do that one thing where when they sat down, they took forever to get comfortable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, just where they're just fidgeting. And, like, you don't feel it as much in the new theaters, but you did in the old where the whole row would just...
Oh, yeah, when there was like a loose screw in the middle seat mm-hmm. so everyone could feel every move you
or you hear every time somebody fidgets, you hear that.
But so they finally get set down. It's I'm guessing probably 30 or 40-something couple. And the girl sits down, she's leaning over and tries to lean on my armrest, switches the other armrest, and the guy gets, they order some food. He gets, of course, the freaking onion chili garlic burger. I can smell the whole thing. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Which smells are good normally, but again, when you're eating popcorn and Milk Duds, the smell of onion and garlic just does not do your nose any favors. Mm-mm. So he's eating that very sloppily, very loudly, where he doesn't just eat the burger. It lasts like 20 minutes where it's box the thing up, crinkle the paper, shut the box, and then 5 minutes later, unwrap the whole thing, take another bite. Like, oh, seriously.
Maybe that's because it's how you and I were raised. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we couldn't do stuff unless we ate really fast. But this is just my personality. I eat fast. Mm-hmm. I know it's not healthy, but I am incapable of slowing down. So when I see somebody take 30 minutes to eat
mm-hmm.
a burger, it baffles me.
Yeah.
Continue.
So they get through all this food thing and already just a little bit nervous twitch. Like, God, this sucks. But then they start having the side conversation we talk about. They ask about mm-hmm. other things. But they take it to the next level because I hear this. She leans over and, oh, yeah. And I mean, loud enough that 7 or 8 people down the row could hear. Oh, that's the guy from that CSI I think that you watch. No, what else was he in? Debating what other shows this person had been in. And then later in the movie, it's escalated. Somebody else comes on the screen and they're talking about, why is she in this movie? She was so much hotter when she wore that skirt in this other TV show. And like, it's not even about them. You guys are talking about other TV shows during the movie. Like,
what's worse, the person that's audibly loud or the person that's audibly whispering where you just hear the hard S's and the P's when they're whispering?
That's bad. When you get to that part, because just the whispering, I'm okay with, because you're like, at least they're trying.
Yeah.
But I know the P's and S's.
Where they're almost talking like normal, like this.
It's like angry librarian whisper.
You need to return that book now.
Yeah, that's painful.
But I mean, there's some people like that. You were very heated when we got out of that movie.
Well, I haven't got to the best part, because all that happened on there, and then I'm guessing the burger must not have agreed with him so well, because for the final 45 minutes of The Crimes of Grindelwald, that dude was having... I'm going to see if I can describe this without making the sound, because we made enough gross sounds for people today. But you know when middle-aged sitcom guys have those big burps, but they try and hold them inside?
Ugh.
So it's like this internal, just like... growling tunnel rumble.
Mm-hmm.
He just swallowed one of those every 3 or 4 minutes the entire movie. Yeah. And you hear that, and then hear him like do the whole blow out his breath and smack his lips. And
did you smell it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because that's the worst.
Like, and to the point, like, I felt as good because he did it a couple times, and I like did the full lean forward and look over at him, and his girlfriend looks over and kind of glares at me. I'm like,
why is that? Okay, why is that? I was at a couple movies, actually. Uh-huh. You know, we both have kids, so we go to kids' movies. There's going to be kids that are, you know, somewhat loud every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one that was, like, just blatantly, like, running up and down, like, shaking the thing, being loud, and the mom wasn't doing anything. Every once in a while, you hear be quiet, honey. But the kid was still talking, and I look over and I glare at him, like, can you do something? And they look at me like it's my fault. I'm like, what? Why do people do that?
I don't know. Like, they're my children. They're the future of the world. Yeah, they're loud and annoying right now.
Like, okay, I, you know, my kid's been somewhat loud in the theater, and we've squashed that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Same with you. But the ones that just let it keep happening.
Or encourage it.
Yeah. Like, every once in a while, it's great when you're in a kid's movie or something like that, and the kid says something, like, something happens on the screen, and all of a sudden the kid's like, hi, hey, dude, you know, something that it just, you're like, ha, that's funny. But when they constantly do it, or, you know, when they're just sitting there like, see, when I was watching Fantastic Beasts, because we weren't sitting next to each other. Mm-hmm. You were a couple rows in front of me. The kid next to me was fidgeting the whole time, just, and they were wearing like a coat so you could hear it like moving, and they were just like, kept, and this was like, you know, this is maybe almost a teenager, and I was like, please stop.
I'll wrap my stories up with this, because we could probably go on for hours and just keep popping up more and more.
We've seen enough movies. We
exactly. But I remember one that it was one of the few times in my life that I've ever actually cheered on a child getting hurt. Because we watched a movie, and this was, I think I was still in college. So, you know, I was a 20-something. And there was I'm assuming mom and a dad or a boyfriend, girlfriend, and then there was two or three kids, probably 10-ish, give or take a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making hand signals right now.
It's for my benefit, but I get it.
But yeah, the entire movie, they were just, you know, obnoxious, having side conversations, laughing like that. And three or four people actually did the shush in the theater. And then the three kids started throwing candy and crap at each other.
Oh.
And I got like a milk dud to the side of the head. And I like, can you guys stop throwing those? And I get this scolding, don't talk to my kids like that. Blah, blah. And, like, most exciting part of the movie, those three kids are up, like, fake karate fighting with each other and their snacks in the row, like, two seats down from me, laughing, all this kind of stuff. But then somebody told them to shut up, and the mom said something rude back to her. I'm not gonna do it. They can do whatever they want. And almost on cue, one of the kids did, like, his little ninja kick, and the other one tried to duck under him. Railed him over the side of the seat, and he fell over the next aisle of seats, spilling his soda and popcorn all over, and starts shrieking into a tearing cry. He wasn't actually hurt, because I saw him 10 minutes later and he was okay again, but I'm like, this is karma talking to your family. You need to reevaluate life.
One final thing, and I think this is just me, but like clapping in the movies when it's done. Yay or nay?
If the movie warrants it, I'm okay with it. I think it's kind of weird, and I generally don't participate in it that much.
It's one of those ones, like, I've seen a movie, and when it's done, I'm like, yeah, that was a good movie. But people start clapping at it. I'm like, This isn't a play. I mean,
I think it's a difference if it's the excitement. Like when I went and saw Avengers, the first one that came out, when the credits rolled up, like 30 people were like, yeah, whoa, yeah. And that, like, that felt okay, but it wasn't the golf clap of.
Yeah, no. So that's the thing, is like when it's the golf clap, I think, or just like the awkward, like.
Yeah, like no one else is jumping in. Yeah. Like, didn't you guys like that movie? I thought it was great.
Because, I mean, there's been times where, you know, I think with Infinity War, like, you know, when Captain America came on, you're like you're mm-hmm. like, woo! You mm-hmm. know? But it's one of those times.
I blame Star Wars. Because I wasn't alive when the first Star Wars came out, but when they did the remakes in the 90s.
Yeah.
Do you remember how, did you see those in the theaters that came mm-hmm. out?
The stupid remastered ones that George Lucas added all the CGI, we won't even get into that.
Yeah,
but yes.
Yeah, but when Phantom Menace first came out, I remember I saw that opening weekend or whatever that it came out. And it wasn't even opening day. It was like been out for 3 or 4 days. And the second the Lucasfilm logo showed up on the screen, you would have thought somebody just won a Nobel Prize and killed Hitler at the same time.
Everybody's like, woo!
Just shrieking. I'm like, really? This is... But I can understand the excitement for it, but that was just overkill. And... Then I have to admit, when the Last Jedi finally came out years after the fact, we went and saw it on Christmas morning, and we've been hyping up, and we got our little one all excited to see it, and we were going to see it on Christmas morning, and when the Star Wars logo came with the music, I looked over, and both me and wife both had like half tears in the corner of the eyes, like, it's finally here. Mm-hmm. So look at that. We ended it on a good note. How's that? Yep. Positivity.
It's true. I mean, there's movies now that, you know, that are bringing back where you're just like... Oh.
Yeah, so that's we'll end our rambling for tonight, but that's some of our worst movie going experiences. That sounds much less creepy. Look at
there
that.
There you go. If you made it through all of our ASMR sounds. if you made it. Oh man, I'm not going to do my sound effects. If you made it through those, congratulations.
We applaud you.
A golf clap.
You went beyond. But thanks for following us. We'd love to hear some of your stories if you got some other ones, because these things are always fun to, you know, throw around the old campfire.
Yep.
The virtual campfire. So throw it up on the Podbean app or the Facebook account, the Instagram account. Share some of your worst movie-going stories, and maybe we could reenact some of them. That'd be a good video, right?
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater style.
Yeah, I like this. So hit us up at Get Geekish. It's Beano and Derek saying thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
There see, you go. He's got my back.